Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Welcome each one of you to the watch of the Lord. Bless you, bless you. God is looking for watchmen. God, you know, that you will not let me rest until I make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord is looking for intercessors and watchmen who will stand in the gap. And so we are together. I bless you. And when you come to the watch, when we started this approximately 24 and a half years ago, something like that, we have had an unbroken watch here in this city for nearly 25 years. That is an awesome thing. And I bless you, I commend you. And from the beginning, the Lord showed us that there was a presence. The angel of the watch was with us. He is the one who met me in Jerusalem. And then he carried back that anointing and a word, watch with me. And so we have committed ourselves. And in that, one of the promises we felt in the Spirit God gave us was that when you come and watch and pray, that is a blessing that God, from the angel of the watch, the Lord blesses you and will bless your children and watch over them. How many of you know, as your children grow up, you cannot be with them 24 hours a day, but the Lord can be, and he will watch over them. So let the angels watch over our children, over our loved ones. Even tonight, God is doing that. He's actively watching with us, that Jesus is the chief intercessor, and he's standing with us. So I bless you, and those watching us on the World Wide Web, we bless you and ask tonight that the blessing of the watch will be with you in the dynamic glory and presence. I prayed for someone precious here. Began the watch, who was suddenly taken to the hospital. She was there in the hospital, but I prayed the presence, the glory, that the angel that are with us will be touching her even tonight. So there is an ongoing electricity and a fire. And I believe some of you are going to start seeing things that I started seeing, the flames, the living flames of the presence of the glory around us. Where two or more are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. So praise God. And I bless you. It says in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Say, the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is upon us. Because the Lord has anointed us to preach good news to the meek. He has sent us to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Say that again. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they might be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord. That he might be glorified. So tonight, we believe that God is giving us actively beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. How many of you can get willing to get a dose of oil of joy? Okay. Some more oil. Say more oil, Lord. Hallelujah. Oil of joy. Tell your neighbor, you're getting some oil of joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you tonight for the oil of joy. And even right now in this atmosphere, that oil is bringing healing in certain joints. People who have joint problems, just stand up right now. If you have some aches in your joints. I believe that the oil is coming even tonight in your joints. Let them come to your hips, to your knees, to your shoulders, to your elbows, to your jaws, wherever the joints are that the Lord is giving. I believe anointing is here tonight for hips, to that God himself is giving some supernatural hip replacement surgery, that the Lord is giving you strength right now, that whatever the doctor, whatever diagnosis is to tell you now, this is what I am healing you from. This, we named it, but it's going to get out in the name of Jesus. And the Lord, someone's mother who has been really hurting with joint pain and even not able to move that much, whose mom needs a touch? Right now, we pray for the glory to touch supernaturally. Just someone go stand with that man over there, back there, and here, back here, there's a lady there. Just neighbor, go up there and touch her. And we are going to agree for, I just saw a mother getting up and her supernatural. I want you to check with your mother at the end of the watch or tomorrow morning and say, how are you, mom? We prayed for you. It was a supernatural word from the glory for you, and we are just blessing you. And this precious lady that I prayed for down in Florida who had to be admitted to the hospital tonight, that the glory right now that we feel here is right there in that hospital. And anyone else who has a loved one in the hospital, we are blessing you right now. And as we are praying, I want to pray for right now, this morning, sometime this morning in London, England, there was a ISIS bomb that went off in a train. And there are 29 people and some very severely burned. And I felt right now that we are going to agree. We want to agree in prayer for these victims of this bomb attack and terrorism. In the name of Jesus, we pray now that little boy that got burned, that little and all people of all ages, Lord, show your mercy. We bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now thank him. Raise your hand. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the oil of joy. Thank you for the beauty of for ashes. Hallelujah. You know what? I've seen people selling beauty products, and God bless them. But the best beauty product is the anointing of God. He's giving you beauty for ashes. Tell your neighbor, he's making you more beautiful. Hallelujah. Even to you guys now. Even the men are being made beautiful. Hallelujah. Even I am being made more beautiful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. The oil of joy for mourning. And the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So he's putting on. See, I'm putting on the garment of praise. I'm removing. And I command the spirit of heaviness. Any spirit of heaviness around me, in my house, in my job, I renounce the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus and through his precious blood. Depression, go. Anxiety, go. Heaviness, go. Discouragement, go. Loneliness, defeat, disappointment, be gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you, Father. We apply that oil. I mean, hey, praise God. We can pray for others, but I'm ready for some more beauty treatment. And I'm ready for some more oil, all right? Get some oil for yourself while you're getting. We are praying for others and blessing, but you get some for yourself, all right? Praise God. I feel all night tonight as we are together in the watch, the oil, there is a kind of pipeline, a cauldron kind of thing. The Lord is pouring it out in a giant. I mean, I just see the beautiful oil coming. And where there are dry places, the oil is coming right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And then they shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the waste, the cities, the desolations of many generations. And this I'm applying right now in Jesus' name to South Florida. I'm applying this to Houston and all Southeast Texas and the wonderful, precious countries in the Caribbean that were denuded and desolated by this Hurricane Irma. We bless them. How many of you, some of you come from the islands? Does anyone come from Jamaica or Bermuda, Bahamas? Yeah, we send blessing to the Caribbean islands. And just stand up for a moment. And let a couple of people just go up there and lay hands on him. You are a point of contact tonight. And we bless people who need hope, people who need restoration. If you saw, there were entire islands that were just, I mean, the wind blew so hard that none of their homes could stand. And so we pray that God will send supernatural help and will build up the former things that are desolate right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Say amen, Lord. So it is good that we can remember these people tonight. That's why our watch focus, I want to read to you that although there was widespread damage, Hurricane Irma was not nearly as catastrophic as meteorologists had predicted. For example, experts predicted Tampa would be overwhelmed by the storm surge. However, as Irma approached, the wind drained all the water from the bay, as Heather mentioned. By the time the wind shifted to push the water back into shore, Irma had already weakened to a Category 1 hurricane. We thank the Lord for his supernatural deliverance. We bless the thousands of Christians around the nation who stood in the gap to bind this storm. We pray now for the many families who sustained damage in the storm as evacuees return home. Pray for restoration, especially for those in South Florida and the Keys, many of whom who lost everything, and the Caribbean. We also pray for the Caribbean islands devastated by Irma. Pray for the hundreds of families grieving for the loss of their loved ones. Pray for all those whose homes and villages have been destroyed. We pray for relief for the humanitarian crisis, bind back violence, and ask for protection from looters. Continue to also pray for the recovery from Hurricane Harvey in Texas. And we thank the Lord for the ongoing work of restoration that God is doing in our nation and in us personally, our families, our churches, in our nation. That's I included because this is part of our corporate fast in this season. We have, some of you have already had that chance. Take 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. This is the season for our corporate fast. And it was amazing. If some of you were, as you were with us, last Friday. How many of you had the chance to be with us last Friday? It was just amazing. It was so anointed. And by the way, praise God for our worship service even tonight. All the team, thank you so much. It was great. Listen, I don't know about you. I mean, I think this ministry is known across the world. And you say, wow. You guys are leaders, all of that. And I want to tell you, we need a weekly blood transfusion. We need almost a daily blood transfusion. And all of us, I sometimes get a little impatient with people who take the awesome blessings of God for granted, and then they panic when they are totally drained of the anointing oil. We need this to be able to be together. If you're halfway chance to be with other Christians, praising the name of Jesus, worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you want to run and get in that place to get another dose. I am so glad that we can watch and pray Friday night. I appreciate, of course, Sunday mornings, but this is that the watch, and of course our life group meetings. is that extra zap, an extra connection we need. And we are finding out more and more that even though social media has its purposes in reaching out with information, all of that, you need a human touch. You need another person to hold your hand. You need someone else to give you a hug and say, wow, Jesus is alive. So I bless God for you being here and strengthening others. And through our togetherness, through our worship, there are large numbers of people watching us. They get their feeding from this ministry and their rejuvenation. There are so many that watch us. It's astounding how many. And sometimes I'll put out a word for a few minutes' word, and in a few minutes, 8,000 have responded back. Just think, there are people hungry for the glory. And as you come together, it's not just about us, but it's about our gathering together that blesses and rejuvenates other people. So I do want to mention right now that in our prayer need, I mentioned this bomb blast in England, and there were some more terrorist attacks in France and in Paris. So there is, it's like it comes by waves, and there are so many instances this year of Europe, of England, France, other areas that these terrorists have risen up. And we know where the origin is. We know where the origin of terrorism, ISIS, we bind that spirit of darkness and join. And we want to send our love and our blessings to London, England, to all those. And we want to tell you, we support you. We are praying for you. And I would encourage people who are watching to encourage some of those pastors like we do here. And I'm praise God, some of the greatest intercessors were from Great Britain. Rhys Howells is one of the great, great intercessors during the Second World War that made a difference. If you believe in prayer, you will know that every nation and every city needs intercessors to stand in the gap. So I commend you that if you see spiritually, you will see what an awesome thing you are doing, becoming part of a team of intercessors. And we call this the watch because Jesus was one of the main watchmen. He watched and prayed, and he told us, watch and pray. So we are in this watch then tonight. We are in the place called Parsons Green in London. There was this bucket bomb in a train. And again, as we recognize that it could have been much worse, this could have killed, it could have killed at least 100 people. But somehow, in the mercy of the Lord, the bomb did not detonate like it was supposed to. It set fire to the carriage, but it did not blow up. I think there were nails, all of that stuff, but it did not fail to do that. So we want to thank the Lord for that. And in the same way as we talked about Hurricane Irma, it could have been so devastating. And yet the hand of the Lord, really the effect of it, almost, as far as I know, in South Florida, there were almost zero loss of life, as far as I know. There may have been one or two that, because of some flooding or something happened, or electrical short circuit. But other than that, the Lord held his hand. Like Heather shared, that Miami could have been devastating. It was like they got a mild dose, but did not get all of that. So in those things, the people of God need to be recognized. God, thank you so much. And that's part of the reason. And I bless the Lord for all of you. And you strengthen our voice in crying out, thank you, Lord. But there should be hundreds and gathered together saying, Lord, we saw your strong hand over our nation, and our countrymen in South Florida, as we saw a few days before in South Texas. And we are so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that our nation is coming together and that you are a God right now. We are talking, I just want to say that there is, that he is. The other thing I wanted to mention was the word I got, and that's in verse 3 or 4 that we saw Isaiah, that's Isaiah 61, that I talked about the beauty for ashes. And they shall build. As you get the anointing, then we're able to have the strength to build things that are broken down. So we get our strength renewed in the anointing. And I would say, if you feel a little depleted, one of the things I live with, it's like when living with Bonnie is like living with a generator that kind of goes off every few minutes. And it just goes off. And I've lived with this for 40 plus years. And it has not stopped. Thank God. I appreciate it. I'm so glad. But, you know, generators became very important during this. In fact, they're still now in South Florida. And we had so many wonderful friends and family members that Cindy Leggett had family members that we were praying for, also her brother and sister-in-law lived down in Naples, and then many others. We have dear friends down there, and Gary and Ludy Diamond, Jim Croft, others, and we phoned them and covered them in prayer, and Turks and Caicos, and they were all safe. Praise God for that, and I appreciate the good report in that area. But as the Lord has put his hand on that, we now praying that what we heard lately, they're still, no, the power has not been restored. And so we are praying. They're really doing a swift work. And I want to commend from this place, send a blessing on Governor Rick Scott of Florida, who was so proactive and involved in everything. We bless him and the Lord strengthen him. But and he has, they have organized this whole, we lived in Florida, so did Cindy. How many of you lived in South Florida or in that Florida place where, yeah, you know what we're talking about, because we go through hurricane season. And then the limbs, the worst thing for us was when giant trees would blow down and blow on, come down on the big wiring system and electricity would go off. So that's one of the first things that would go, and you would hear this crash bang, and it, if it was not the tree, it was the wires falling down and the electricity going. And you say, you better watch, don't walk on that thing. But they're still without power. So we want to pray. Many of them, it's hot down there. And the reason some of you may want to give thanks that you live in a moderate climate, that it is now kind of very moderate temperature. And we want to pray for our brothers and sisters in South Florida who are without power. So there's no air conditioning. And some of the people in nursing homes, all of that. So anyway, but may God supernaturally help all the people who are helping, trying to restore power, that we may, and also the places that have been ruined, they build the old waste places, they shall raise up the former desolations. But Lord, raise up the things that are broken, they shall repair the wasted cities. So the work of reparation and restoration be blessed right now. That's one of the scriptures I was getting was, he restores. I took it from the Psalm 23. He restores my soul. Say, he restores my soul. But he'll still be the word of God when you say, he restores. Okay? Say, he restores. So he's a God of restoration. So we are praying that the God of restoration will help all the work of restoration that's needed in not only South Florida, but South Texas. And John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So we are not only going to say, Lord, thank you for healing that which was broken. But even more, as you come, make it look awesome. Abundant. More than enough, but Lord, you are doing something more. Say he is doing something more. I'm receiving that tonight, that he is going to do more in this time. It is not just, well, repair it like, and it looks broken down but barely put together. No, he is going to do, show that he is a God not only of life, but abundant life. Say abundant life. I'm speaking that abundant light over you, over your, our families, our children, over our homes. Abundance. Say abundant. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in that context then, I want to say a couple of more things in that. Just, well, one main subject. By the way, we do want to, our allies, Japan and South Korea, they are being threatened by this weird, crazy dictator in North Korea. And it's, unless you get near that, you can't understand the weird kind of thing that's happening there. It's demonic. And it's trying to manipulate all the nations of the world. And we want to bind that spirit of witchcraft and domination and dictatorship in the name of Jesus. And our allies, may the Lord shield South Korea and Japan and all the, like Guam and other places, in this time of danger. But we want to, above all, review all of these state things by saying, Lord, we thank you that you preserved us this last month, this last 3 weeks, what was happening and how amazing the countrymen come together. And so many, it did not matter whether you were Hispanic, African American, white, everybody was helping. And so where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is healing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is unity and there is restoration. And we bind the work of the enemy where he is a thief and a robber. Even tonight for St. Louis, that we bind spirits of division and strife and bitterness, and we release healing, that the gift of the Holy Spirit will be there, the presence of the Holy Spirit, that it will be kindness and forgiveness and love and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. So I want to look at just a couple of scriptures, and then I want to say a blessing, prayer. But look at Colossians, Book of Colossians. And Colossians chapter 3. And verse 15 says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Now he's telling us about our calling. You were called as one body to be thankful. Say, to be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So why should we be thankful? Because number one, it's a command from the Lord. He tells me to be thankful. And it's like a shield. It puts an extra, just several layers of protection around you as you are thankful. So one of the the first thing I remember when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit is it's a measurement of the anointing and how much Holy Spirit you need or how much is depleted and you need a fresh charge. And whether you know it or not, I mean, it's like you need it. You need some more. Because when I got zapped by the Holy Ghost, I knew it. And instantly, I became a creature of praise. Now, I was already saved. I was a proper Baptist. I'd been from a Hindu, I became a Baptist. I don't know when I became a Christian. I lost it somewhere in between. But I'm sorry, I'm teasing right now. And I became a little bit more religious. The moment the Holy Ghost came, I became a fanatic. In a sense, I couldn't praise God enough. Oh, Lord, praise you. I thank you. Well, what do you have? You're living in this little shack. I was a graduate student. It didn't have anything, but I was the happiest person. Because the Holy Spirit is the one who makes you happy. So in wherever state you find, give thanks to God the Father through him. That's God commands that you do that, and automatically something wonderful starts happening to you. And 1 Thessalonians, again, you're familiar with this, but it would be good for us to repeat it. And we can't share this enough, that verse 16 onwards, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Wow. In everything give thanks. Lord, in everything. Let's say thank you, Lord. Whatever your prayer need is right now, there are certain answers you need from the Lord. We begin with thank you, Lord. Say thank you, Lord. The answer is already here. It's on the way. I thank you, Lord. So that's a discipline. You know, if one of the things that it has somewhat become in the last, especially I would say 20 years, 15 years, I was around Cindy's dad, Don Basham, and also our mentor, senior mentor for all of us, Derek Prince, and the thing that you found, we had a chance to live around him, with him, and of course I accompanied Dan Basham also, is that the word, which has become, we have become a little bit allergic to it, let's say, is the word, well, they trained us, I mean, to be a disciple. I'm a believer, but pretty much the moment I'm a believer, I should examine myself and see if I have become a disciple. We are disciples of the King of Glory. You are a disciple of the Word of God. A disciple has discipline. Okay? So it is not repugnant for you to get a word of correction. I remember, just one example stands out right here, was a few years back, I remember that we were having a conference, and some of the speakers, and Bonnie and myself, we were all getting out of the car, and some people drove up, and they started unloading, but this is basically the speakers and the worship team's entrance, because we, and they started parking right there, and that was where we had reserved for the speakers. All the speakers were parked out there, and the pastors and all of that. And so the ushers, I didn't do it. I was not guilty of saying anything. I was observing. But the ushers went up to this lady and said, ma'am, we have a full, we have parking all over right there, and right there, just right here. She'll park. But this is reserved. The speakers are being driven up here, and we are letting them off. There's a conference. And she exploded. And I mean, suddenly, it was a manifestation of Count Dracula, Frankenstein, and Halloween 13, whatever. In one form. And I said, oh, Lord. I was ashamed for her because that's not how you act as a Christian. She just needed to be patient. Those people, they were not wanting, they were just being kind and said, she was a guest here. We would have been happy to have her. But it was like there had been no, she could not receive even one small word of adjustment. And that's, I found that in a larger sense, I'm just giving you a teeny little example, but we need to retrieve back the word disciple. That we need to reach out and get where that we have lost it, where we cannot, where I believe that, for example, many men, because they have never had a chance to be under mentorship, if their wife tells them, honey, I don't think you need to put your legs up on the dinner table while the children are here. And the man becomes, how dare you tell me? You can't. And that precious young man needs a little help. I'm just saying little bitty things where we cannot receive just a little bit of adjustment. No, I don't think we want to do it. How dare you disagree? And that is, it's a thing of maturity then that we become. We are no longer, it says Scripture, we are no longer children, babes on milk. We now can get the real Word of God. So we love to praise, we love to worship, but in all of that, there is we have a little bit of discipline. Now, I like wildness also. I mean, when we praise and we run and all that, but it's a corporate sense of God doing something. Anyway, so in that sense then, when God says, be thankful, so we receive that word not only as, yeah, God did something and I'm so thankful, thank you, Lord, but also as a discipline. I am a disciple, and when my Father God says, give thanks, I say, yes, sir. And I continuously build a shield around me of thankfulness. So in that, then, I didn't mean to get too serious, but anyway, rejoice always. Those are instructions. So it's not, I'm not giving you multiple choices. So as a disciple, you are going to be an instrument of rejoicing. Pray without ceasing. Now that's something we can aim for because we're not doing it all the time. That's fine, but that's my aim. In everything, give thanks. Say, in everything, I will give thanks. I renounce the spirit of griping. From time to time, do you get a tinge of the spirit of griping? I'm getting deliverance right now. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything. Say, in everything, I will give thanks. So, and last verse, just to Ephesians 5. As I was thanking the Lord for the wonderful things He did, I was saying, we need to come in hundreds saying, Lord, we saw a miracle. Tampa would have been devastated. But I remember so clearly Armin leading us and saying, roll over, sit, Remember? How many of you remember? We were in the anointing. We got in the glory, and Armand was telling, sit, roll over. But there was authority in the name of, and it was an absolute, I've never seen that. That the whole Tampa Bay, did you see it? That it was supposed to surge and big waves, and it just, instead, God made it, went, it was sucked out. I saw people walking around, dogs jumping around all over, running around. It was empty. I said, this is not the way it's supposed to be, surging all over. And it's like the Lord heard our prayers. So, thank you, Lord. Verse 18, then Ephesians 5, 18. All right. It says, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Okay, now, I'm filled. Fill. Say fill. Yeah. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now see, is the melody, there is a harmony of the glory. There are divine harmonies singing around you. And in that, by the way, as you pick up the melodies, making melody in your heart to the Lord, as you are in the melody, then in that you'll be in tune with the Holy Spirit, and we'll start picking up words of knowledge, and you will start seeing. The reason it sets you up for receiving signals from the Lord. That's why, I mean, I will sit and I remember the classic example I may have given here is I did a session for more than 1,000 pastors, I remember, in a big national meeting in Ohio, and to taught of the gift of the Spirit specifically, how to hear the word of knowledge, how to get the word from the Lord. And I laid hands on all of them. I mean, it was long service, and then we broke for late lunch then. And about 150 of those pastors ended up in this same big, large diner. It was a great diner. And so they were all involved in conversation. Da, 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 da. And I want a hamburger. I want decaf. You forgot. This is decaf. They were all on that. And I saw this waitress. And there was nothing unusual about her, but the glory came. And I could see what was happening in her life. And I was watching all those pastors. I knew they were with me just a moment ago in that service. And we ended up right, this was very close to the hall where we were having the conference. And they just all, you know, I mean, they were good. They were sweet people. But fellowship, paid their bill, went out. And I just watched, because in this session, I'd been a teacher for them to disciple them. How to hear from the Lord. How to be in tune with the Lord and the Holy Spirit. So I called the waitress and I said, hi, honey. I said, I'm a pastor. The Lord showed me that you have a child who's 5 years old who has got terminal kidney disease, and your baby boy is in the hospital, isn't he? And she started weeping immediately. She said, how did you know? And I said, I know you're working here. You would rather be there for your baby, but you need the insurance. And she just wept. And I said, you know why the Lord gave me that word? She said, what church are you going to? I want to come to a church. I said, honey, I don't live here. At that time, I lived in Florida. I think, I don't know, maybe I was here. The years kind of come together. But anyway, I said, you know why the Lord gave me that word? She said, no, sir, because the glory is going to heal your son. Give me your hand. And we pray. But see, the key was there is a harmony. As you hear the melodies of the Lord, these are our instruction. This discipline of coming to the watch and coming on Sunday, being in the life group, if for us, you are getting in tune with the Holy Spirit, making melody in your heart. It's a heart that is singing. It's a heart of joy. It's a heart that is projecting and receiving signals from the Lord. Giving, and the key here is giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. See, as you get have the melody of the Lord, it's easy to, you don't, as we can share with each other, we don't get offended at the littlest things. Even the big things don't offend us because we are making melody in your heart. Giving thanks. Say giving thanks. Hallelujah. Give him, let's all stand and give him a big clap offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pour your oil over us. Fresh oil. Say, fresh oil, Lord. Hallelujah. More oil. Hallelujah. Get near your neighbor right now. Put, if you're in one or two people, whatever, yeah. Put your hands on each other. Let's agree for more oil. Say, Lord, pour your oil. Hallelujah. And the spirit of joy. Hallelujah. Let us be like drunk people, but with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Lord, renewed as we are a people of thanks. We want to give thanks tonight for each other. I want to give thanks for each person here, a son, a daughter of the King of Glory, on our children that are maybe far away, on our loved ones tonight. The anointing is coming to break every yoke. We thank you, Lord, for miracles tonight. Thank you for that lady in Florida who is getting totally discharged tomorrow. I pray miracle, glory, and breakthrough for that mother who needed her joints to be fixed, Lord. For people here with joint problems, that the miracles are flowing tonight. Fresh miracles, Lord. And thank you. Thank you for restoration for the people in the Bahamas, in South Florida, in the Keys. Thank you, Lord. You're a God today of restoration. Restore our lives, Lord. Come, Holy Ghost. Come afresh. Come afresh, oh God. Oh, glory. Sing to him. Raise your hands now in thanksgiving and sing to him in tongues. In your home, as you're watching, start raising your hands and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Worship him and give thanks to him.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.